Good afternoon. This is State Senator Ryan Ahmet speaking with you. Very unusual afternoon telephone town hall where we have a number of folks who have joined me to discuss with you COVID-19 and providing you an update from an economic standpoint as well as a public health perspective. Joining me on the call this afternoon, and I'll introduce them in a few minutes, Lisa Riggs. Lisa is the president of the Economic Development Company of Lancaster County. Eric Kratz, who is the executive director of the Senate Labor and Industry Committee. Dr. Michael Rachinsky at Penn Medicine Lancaster General Health. And I'm extremely grateful for their participation today, and they look forward to answering your questions. Of course, these folks are joining me remotely, and I have staff that are also involved remotely to help take your phone calls and to help ensure that we're able to answer as many questions as we possibly can today with respect to Pennsylvania's COVID-19 response. At the outset, I want to provide you a brief, very brief overview of legislation that the State Senate considered this week, the General Assembly has taken up, and then I have a question that you're going to have the opportunity to address right there from your phone, touching the corresponding number, just asking you your perspective on the current restrictions that are in place and some of the proposals to lift those restrictions over a period of time as certain health benchmarks are met. So certainly stay tuned for that question and would appreciate your participation. As many folks who are listening today are likely aware, I hold a number of town hall events throughout the legislative district, both live in-person town hall events throughout the district, each year that I've been in office. I've been privileged to be able to do that and have those direct conversations with you. And then I typically host two or three legislative telephone town hall events with constituents as well. For those that are new, that are joining this call for the first time, the format is quite simple. You just have the opportunity to listen from the comfort of your own home, listening by phone, and hearing a very brief update, but really the time is mostly reserved for you to be able to ask questions, to provide comments. You can do that through our website. You can also do that here just by phone. I see a number of folks are beginning to submit questions to us now.